Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hi AppleVis, this is Sabrina, and today I'm going to make a podcast about a game that I really do enjoy. It's called Blindfold Barnyard and made by Kid Friendly Software. It's one of the blindfold games, and I love them. This game, you have your farmer, and you have four fences, and your job is to hitch as many animals as you can to each fence. That means that you can't have a fence with both sheep and cow, because if you put a sheep where cows are hitched, they will run away. And also there are other things you can do that make it even harder. For example, it's possible to have a pond in there. And if the animal gets in the center or springs off the fence, they fall into the pond and die. So you lose them. Strange, you don't lose any points though. Okay, I open here.
Blindfold Barnyard main menu.
So first we're going to
Blindfold Barnyard to learn how to play. Tap the help button.
So now we're going to go through all of the menu and stuff.
Practice with Carl. No time limit.
That is a good idea to start with.
Practice with two animals. No time limit.
That's also good.
Many animals. 3 minutes. 1 coin.
This game uses coins. There are different amounts of coins in this game for different lengths. So the first one is 3 minutes. Then we have 7 minutes.
Marker it. Many animals. 7 minutes. 2 coins. Many animals. 15 minutes. 3 coins.
Yeah.
Many animals. No time limit. 1 coin.
Yeah, that one you can play and fail as much as you want to, but I never play that.
Many animals, endless.
This one you need an in-app upgrade to be able to use. There's unlimited coins, and then there is a starter a pack with the pawns and the difficult standard. And then there is one with rotating fences and endless games. So, yeah.
Many animals, endless with safeties.
That one is my favorite.
Your picks, tap to change.
I already picked 4 animals, but there are lots of animals in there. I'm not going to go through each one of those.
Barnyard standard, tap to change.
Here you can change your barnyard.
Button. Pick a barnyard. Cancel. Standard.
I'm first going to show you the standard one.
Standard. Difficult.
I never tried that.
With pond. With pond. Difficult. Standard with rotation. Standard. Difficult with rotation. Standard. Standard.
So I'm going to keep the standard for now.
Help. But my scores. Barnyard standard. Tap to change my scores button.
And that's kind of self-explanatory.
Help button.
There's the health files.
Settings button.
And here we have the settings.
Settings heading done button. Game settings. Background music. Now it is music loud.
I love the music of this game.
Size of animals on screen. Now it is large.
The reason why I have that is because large animals are easier to find on the screen.
Seconds between new animals. Now it is 1.
Whoa, that's not what we're going to do.
Alert. Set 2. 10.
I see 10.
Seconds between timer and count. Say ducks animals to add. Seconds between animals to add when barnyard empty. Now it is 3.
I tend to have it on 3 because it's better than just having 1.
Say direction of nearest animal. Now it is compass.
You can choose between compass, clock and off. Though off is really tricky. You really have to concentrate.
Timer and countdown. Now it is 60.
This is for the ones that are timed.
Limit animals in the barnyard. Now it is 25.
That's a kind of good limit, because if there are too many, there's so much to keep track of and stuff.
Edge distance for bouncing. Now it is close.
Yeah, this is the fun part, especially in the pond barnyard. Because if you don't manage to get the animal all the way to the fence, it's going to spring from the fence and to the center of the barnyard. Which means that if there's a pond there, it will drown.
Tell number of animals at fence. Now it is on.
When that is on, you'll hear things like, you hitched the first chicken to the west fence.
Pond size. Now it is large.
I wanted a challenge.
Double ding when you tap an animal. Now it is off.
Kind of don't know what that's for.
Sound zip pop up for new animals. Now it is off.
I turned that off because that was kind of a bit too much.
Rotation method. Now it is clockwise.
Yeah, that's the rotating fences.
Safeties for endless game. Now it is EG underscore 10.
Okay.
Common settings. Heading.
Okay. So that's the basic settings, or the game settings.
Done. Button.
I'm not going to go into the common settings that so many others have done.
Not buy or upgrade game settings.
And also you can buy the stuff there.
Zero.
I'm actually going to go for the unlimited game.
Cracked many and many and many animals, no time limit, 1 coin.
This one.
Button, marker, many animals, 3 minutes, 1 coin. Many animals, no time limit, 1. Many animals, endless. Many animals. To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting game, many animals, no time limit, 1 coin. Tap the screen to start the game.
I think the music is distracting.
Exclamation point going back to main menu.
I'm at least going to lower it. I love that music.
By all settings. Button. Second animals to add. Size. Background. Get background music. Music low. Music low.
Low.
Set done. Button. Your picks. Many marker.
This will be better.
There
we go. Okay. So now we are in the barnyard. And you hear animals. What you do now is to tap the screen. And we got a chicken already there. We pull it to the east fence. And let go. And it's hitched to the east fence. What you do is you tap the screen.
Canaries to the northwest.
And it will tell you either compass directions or clockwise directions. So I'll take this canary and hitch it to the north fence. And now I'm going to look for the next.
Canaries to the north. Two canaries of the north fence.
If you're already tracking one animal and you don't lift your finger, it will not announce any other animal. For example, now.
Chicken.
Oh.
Two chicken loons to the northwest.
Now I have this loon to the northwest. And if I move around on the screen, it will still not show me all of the other animals. Which is good, because otherwise it will be a mess. So I just keep going.
Canaries to the west. Three canaries of hawkies to the southeast.
And
canary,
when you do this,
hawkies to the south.
I'm going to pull this to where the canaries are.
You lost 4 animals for hitching a hawk to the fence where canaries were hitched.
and that's the game over.
And that ends the game. You scored minus 4 points. Not nearly as good.
Oh, minus four, thanks. That's really, really great.
Exclamation point going back to main menu. Exclamation point going back to main menu.
Minus 4 points. Okay. I'm ready for the real thing. I'm going to take a 3 minutes. I have told you the basics. What you do is you pull the animals to the fences. And if you have to put... You can only have one type of animal to one fence. And also, you don't track several animals at the same time, and they can spring. So that's the basics of this game.
Many animals, 15 minutes. Many animals, 3 minutes.
So now I'm going to play a game here.
To go back to the main, Loon is to the southwest.
To the left.
Canary is to the northwest.
First, I always have them at the same place.
Loon is to the southeast. Loon is to the north. 3. Loon is to the southeast. 4. Loons of
Whoa.
Chicken is to the southwest. Chicken is to the southwest. Chicken.
Oh, I missed
it. To the south. Chickens, loon is to the northwest. 5 loons, canaries to the east. Canary. 2 canaries.
Okay, this is going great.
6 loons at the
I shouldn't have said that, I almost pulled that the wrong way. First hawk. I don't know if I got it.
Just to the north. First hawk.
No, I didn't. Whoa, I got 7 loons already.
Canaries to the northeast.
I prefer to only...
Canaries to the north. Canaries to the northeast. Canary. 3 canaries.
Only put them off of the fences. I forgot to tell you. When you have as many animals at your fence as you want, all you have to do is to flick in that direction. To be able to make it go into the barn. For example, now I have 5 canaries at the north fence. I swipe up with 2 fingers. I swipe right with 2 fingers. Swipe left with 2 fingers. Swipe down with 2 fingers. And remember that the points are accumulating, so if the more you have at the same time, if you have like 5, you get 1 point, and then you get 2 points, and then you get 3 points, and so on. So you don't get your numbers as a score, so your scores are cumulative, which is really great. Oops. Why am I doing that?
First canary chicken is to the southeast. First chicken which to the east fence. Canary. Hawk is to the southeast.
15 seconds.
First
here is where I prefer to put them in. But I already done so.
1 point for these 1 chickens. You've scored 64 points. Hawk is to the northeast. First you have earned 1 point for these 1 points.
Time is up.
You've scored 65 points. Chicken. You scored 65 points and beat your prior high score of 57 points.
My score sucks. Okay, so now I'm going to try to show you the pond.
Exclamation point going back to main menu. Exclamation point going back to main menu. My score, pelt, my barnyard standard, but pick up, can't standard, with pond.
I have never dared to try the
Ford
difficult ones.
Main menu.
Okay, you know the basics of the thing? You have four fences. You're supposed to drag one type of animal to one fence. It's possible to choose how many animals you have. And I did that mistake of having all 18 animals at the same time. So I ended up with like minus 500 points once. And I was going like, oopsie. But I limit myself to four animals. And my favorites are the chickens, the loon, the hawk, and the canary. Those are my favorites. I love birds. But the ponds, that's a bit different. Because you have to make sure not to drag the animals in the center. I'm going to show you.
Practice with tick marker at many animals, 3 minutes, one.
Okay, and I have unlimited points, so that's okay.
Swipe up with three fingers. Starting game, many animals, 3 minutes, one coin. Tap the screen to start the game.
Okay, let's go.
First, the loon hitched to the hawk is to the northwest.
First, south,
hitch to the south fence.
West,
chicken is to the northeast.
East.
First,
so I usually in every game I do this.
Canaries to the south. Canaries to the south.
Whoa! You see, it sprung off of the fence and it hit the middle of the barnyard where the pond was. And there I tapped the middle, so something brown.
Chicken is to the west.
Really?
Canaries to the northeast. First canary hitched to the north fence. Loon is to the southwest.
I love the falling sound though.
Canaries to the northwest. Canaries to the north. Canaries to the northwest. Canaries.
Like this.
Alert. Lag. Twixt. Storm.
Oops.
You found a canary.
Yes, I did. I did it on purpose. I love this game.
Hawk is to the northwest. Loon is to the west. Six loons. Chicken is to the southeast. Chicken is. Five. Chicken is to the east. Six chickens. Hawk is to the southwest.
I do believe it's a banjo.
Three hawks at the south fin. Chicken is to the northeast. Seven chickens.
Ooh, almost blasted their loons. Oops.
Canaries to the southwest. Three canaries of the north. Hawk is to the south. Four hawks at the south's fence.
I think it's so funny
canaries
when you...
to the southeast.
When they spring off and fall into the water.
Canaries to the northwest.
Hey, I think my birds like to bathe.
To the northeast. Seven loons of the canaries to the southwest. Five canaries... 30 seconds.
And to check how many you have at the fence, you just swipe left with
36 points for these
with three fingers, not two fingers.
15 seconds.
Five canaries are hitched to the north fence.
And so on. And if you have safeties, it will tell you those two. But that's not very helpful in the time games because there's so much information.
Hulk. You scored 89 points. Not bad, but your prior high score was 98 points.
Okay. So that's all for me in this podcast. I hope you have a really nice day. And oh, if you want to contact me, you can either do it at Skype. I am not often on, and if you contact me there, you need to tell me in your request that you found me here. Or to make it easier, you could just answer to the comments on this podcast. Have a great day!
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.